see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Two websites, two phone apps, plus the radio station 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. I get text messages all the time. Randy, how do I listen to your show when I'm outside the listening area of the radio station? Well, the best way to do it is the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. There's a play button there. You can hit the play button live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, to listen to the show online. You can put it on your vehicle's speaker system using Bluetooth. All you do is you go to your settings, get your phone connected to your vehicle via Bluetooth. Then open up a browser. If you're using an iPhone, use Safari. If you're using a smart Droid phone, you can use Google. Open up via the browser the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and simply hit the play button. Now, this show repeats every 3 hours on that website, and also the TuneIn app, capital T, capital I, one word. Download the free one and search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. 9 to noon, the show is live. Then, if you miss the first hour from 9 to 10, it repeats at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, 3 a.m., and then again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Also, the podcast button is there. If you know which half hour, for example, today's show, hour two, segment one, the first half hour on the podcast list, it'll be listed for this year, 2026, 6/29, hour two, first half hour. That's the interview with Steve Gruber. You can click on that and listen to it live on your phone. If you're on a computer, you can right mouse click on it, you can copy the link, and you can share it by email. Share the podcast with everybody you know, especially Steve Gruber's interview today, hour number two, first half hour. If you want to listen just to the show, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, and then check out our music, you can go to the radio station's website, WCHY. The call letters were Constant Hits of Yesteryear, WCHY, and also the Simple Radio app. Two words, capital S, capital R. Download that app and put in the call letters, WCHY. and you can listen to the station, listen to the show that way as well. That's what Officer Rick does. He likes the show, but he likes the music as well. So check it out. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that. That is how you listen to the show. That's how you listen to the station when you're outside the listening area of 97.7. Greatly appreciate our engineer, Del Reynolds. Greatly appreciate the improvements we'll be making on the transmitter very soon. Greatly appreciate you guys. If you need any of this information, just text me PV, Patriot Voice, PV, and I'll send you all that information in one text message. You can share it with your friends, share it with your neighbors, share it with your coworkers. We're going to take a short break. Word from our loyal sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Absentee ballots went out last week. Most people got them either on Thursday or Friday. as views differ on their use. City and local clerks around the state began mailing absentee ballots out for the August primary last week. 6 in 10 Americans say they support no reason absentee voting, although the issue remains sharply divided along partisan lines, according to a recent Pew Research Center survey. The survey found that 81% of Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents believe voters should be allowed to cast an absentee ballot without providing any reason. By contrast, 66% of Republicans and GOP-leaning independents believe voters should either be required to provide a reason for voting absentee or vote only on election day. Overall, 59% of Americans support early or no reason absentee voting. 40% oppose it. That partisan divide is significant. 83% of Democrats and 57% of Republicans supporting no reason absentee voting. This, again, is according to the Pew Research Center. Those views do not appear to change in states like Michigan, where no reason absentee voting is already the law. Nationally, 59% of respondents said voters should have the option to cast an absentee ballot for any reason. Well, Michigan voters cast approximately 2.2 million absentee ballots in the 2024 presidential election, accounting for roughly 39% of all the ballots that were cast here in the state of Michigan. This recent survey also found a sharp partisan split on whether absentee voting affects election security. Among conservative Republicans, 69% said no reason absentee voting makes elections less secure. 91% of liberal Democrats said it does not. Overall, 58% of Americans said allowing no reason absentee voting does not make elections less secured, compared with only 40% who says it does. Well, this is going to be a decision that the United States Supreme Court will be ruling on very soon. We'll see where this goes and see what their opinion is. Problem here in the state of Michigan, we've already changed our state constitution. This is not up for discussion or influence from the United States Supreme Court. If they do come out with a decision that absentee voting for no reason is an issue, well, Michigan would be violating the United States Supreme Court's decision. And with it already in our state constitution, what would the Democrat-controlled Secretary of State and Governor Whitmer say about it? So we'll have to wait and see. But lots of court rulings, a lot of lawsuits, a lot of policies coming out regarding the election. We talked about the budget. We talked about whether or not this is going to affect the bills that end up coming out of Lansing. We'll have to wait and see. Another short story to get to. Polling. Epic MRA. 500 likely voters. Yeah, I'm not buying it. But this is what it basically says. June 15th to 20th survey. Basically, a couple weeks ago. President Donald Trump's job approval rating has dropped here in the state of Michigan down to 33%. This is the lowest mark ever recorded by Epic MRI in any Trump poll taken during either one of his presidencies. The Epic MRI poll, 600 likely voters. I said 500, 600 likely voters, June 15th through June 20th, showing a 63% negative rating. His prior high water negative mark came late of 2017 when he also hit 62%. The difference between the first and second terms, based on charts, shows that presidents' approval ratings stayed in the high to mid 30s during the first half of his first term and then hung in the low 40s in the second half of his first term. However, in the first year of Trump's second term, he hovered in the low 40s. However, the first two polls of this year, 2026, says his approval rating is now down in the 30s. One of the president's problems may be his second term tariffs and energy policies, which Epic MRI shows in its latest survey are not polling well either. 13% said they believe the national economy has improved within the last year. 61% said it's gotten worse. A combined 58% believe Trump has made energy prices more expensive, and 63% disagree with the statement that high gas prices are a small price to pay for the war in Iran, if it can accomplish the goals for the president has set. On tariffs, 48% oppose them, 43% support them. However, 76% Americans believe the consumers ultimately are paying most of the costs of the imposed tariffs. That's simply not true. I wonder how they asked that question. 74% believe tariffs are contributing to inflation and are creating an affordability problem. When offered competing arguments, voters prefer reducing tariffs to keep costs down by 47 to 43% who support raising tariffs to reduce trade deficits and encourage domestic manufacturing. The questions on tariffs were commissioned by the Michigan Smart Trade Alliance. Questions about energy prices were commissioned by Climate Power Michigan's director, Tom Leonard. The response to the data came as Trump's energy agenda is costing Michigan families at the pump and on their power bills. What do you think? Well, the bottom line is backing Trump's energy policies is a losing bet heading into the 2026 election. Michigan families are not interested in paying more for dirty, expensive fossil fuels while cleaner, cheaper energy sits on the table, according to the Michigan Smart Trade Alliance. Congressional candidates will continue to rubber stamp their agenda at their own political peril. Pretty interesting story on this poll. Now, one thing that we're going to get into, we'll start this story right now. We'll finish it up in the last half hour. Democrat U.S. Senate candidate Abdul El-Sayed, the more far-left progressive of the three candidates running. Well, the Republicans are talking about El-Sayed. Based on recent polling, it appears Abdul El-Sayed is leading that race. Earlier in the U.S. Senate race, Republicans appeared to view El-Sayed as the Democrat that would be most vulnerable against the Republican Mike Rogers in November. More recently, Republican organizations and even Rogers' campaign have directed increasingly pointed attacks toward El-Sayed and his record. Republicans have also increasingly inserted themselves into the Democratic primary, including a National Republican Senatorial Committee ad that Haley Stevens' campaign was intended to eliminate, or excuse me, to elevate El-Sayed and help eliminate Haley Stevens' campaign. That shift has occurred as El-Sayed has shown signs of gaining momentum in the three-way Democratic primary against Haley Stevens and State Senator Mallory McMorrow. Political pundit Bill Ballinger, a former state senator, said Republicans initially believed that El-Sayed was unlikely to win the primary and would be easier to defeat in November if he did. Ballinger went on to say, but in the last month or 6 weeks, El-Sayed has obviously come on strong. Ballinger pointed to El-Sayed's reception April 19th at the Democratic Convention, where he drew enthusiastic support, while Stevens was actually booed by portions of the crowd. He said subsequent polling has reinforced the possibility that El-Sayed will, in fact, capture the nomination. Ballinger was quoted as saying, I think Republicans are starting to think, you know what? This guy might win. We can't take him lightly anymore. He could end up being a real threat in November. El-Sayed's campaign recently promoted a Mitchell Research communication poll showing him leading Rogers 47-42%. While the survey showed Rogers defeating Mallory McMorrow 47-41 and beating Stevens 45-41. El-Sayed campaign said, this clearly shows we're the only candidate that can beat Rogers in November. The poll has not been consistent, however, with broader limited public polling of the race, raising questions about whether it is an outlier or how much weight should actually be placed on its findings. Ballinger said, though, El-Sayed is nevertheless outperforming the early expectations surrounding his candidacy. He's a real possibility not only to win the primary, but to beat Rogers, Ballinger said. Ballinger noted Rogers will not have a presidential race at the top of the ballot this year. He narrowly lost back in 2024 to Elisa Slotkin, but that was because President Trump carried the state. Ballinger said Rogers cannot count on the same turnout dynamics in this year's midterm election. Well, the political pundits got involved. We'll hear what they have to say. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.